From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. For those experiencing homelessness, fulfilling immediate needs around food, shelter, and safety are incredibly important. However, it's also important that as people, we're able to fulfill needs that aren't just centered around survival, but also joy. And that's why the Art Collective at Interfaith Sanctuary in Boise is so crucial. It provides a space for artists and makers to gather and to create. And this Saturday, they will be celebrating the grand opening of their permanent retail space for artists who are experiencing homelessness. So joining us today to talk more about this is Interfaith Sanctuary Executive Director Jody Peterson and two artists with the collective, Danny and Ashley. I want to welcome both of you to the program. Or all of you. There's more than two. All three of you.
Yeah, we're all here together, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
How's it going?
It's great. Thank you all. So Jody, let's start the conversation with you. Can you start out by telling us a little bit about the collective and how it got started?
Yeah, so it actually got started by a guest who was staying with us at Interfaith. He had been flying a sign to get some, you know, cash and just started to feel really invisible. Like people just didn't really look at him and stuff, and it made him sad. And so one day he decided he would set up his easel with a canvas on the same street corner. And suddenly people started rolling down their window and talking to him. And one woman actually like showed up one day with canvases for him to paint on. And then they started asking if he could make paintings for him. And so it really turned him around and really got him on the right track. And he wanted that feeling for others in the unhoused community that he knew were also artists. So he asked if I would help him create like some way to connect our unhoused population with art. And so we came up with the Homeless Art Collective. I did a fundraiser so that we could get some funding to go and take those who were interested shopping to buy, you know, the stuff they need to be able to create. And that's kind of one of the first things you lose when you lose your housing is you lose all your stuff and you lose that idea that I am an artist. And so we started the collective and it's been a beautiful thing. And not everyone can stay in a shelter, but they can come on Tuesday and they can do art with us and it creates community for them. And sometimes it even leads them to staying with us. Ashley was one who was living outside and she came inside after she met us through the collective, which is really amazing. So that's how it started. And then KTVB, they had this grant opportunity through their Tegna Community Foundation. And we were selected and awarded with $1,400 for the Homeless Art Collective. So we got to take all the guests shopping. And that's how we have the ability to do this grand opening, because we've been able to create a lot of inventory.
So Ashley, I know that you work with fibers, including macrame and dream catchers. But I'm curious, not just about your work, but, you know, the importance of being able to continue to create your work.
Well, so through the Art Collective and like talking with Nikki, I was able to get in touch with the Art Collective, and it was really good for my mental health. I've been pretty shelter resistant since 2008, and this is my first time actually staying in the shelter, and it's kind of difficult, but I'm able to bring nature in with my art, and so it kind of helps a little bit with that. And then through the Art Collective, I learned about Project Wellbeing at Interfaith, a mental health program. And so it's helping me as well. But like being able to go into the art room and spend a couple hours to do a couple pieces, a couple dream catchers or whatever, it helps me keep me distracted from the struggles that I'm going through right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Danny, what about you? What's it like being able to, you know, to draw and do the art that you do? How is that helping you?
It helps me in a lot of ways. It kind of became a meditation for me years ago after I got off of hard drugs and kind of found that as my therapy and my meditation, and just having the opportunity to be able to continue my therapy and my well-being, I guess, kind of been really helpful and kind of cleared a lot of things up that were previously locked up in my brain, I guess. So this whole process, the program and the art collective have helped me and given me kind of skills and honed skills I've already had to be able to open up and connect.
And Danny, I'm curious too, you know, being able not just to create, but you're, you know, in this collective, right? So what's it been like to be able to even just build a community? Because I know a lot of times that's, you know, there's when you were experiencing homelessness, there are so many, you know, issues and just basic needs that need to be met that sometimes it's hard to have to find support. So what's that been like?
I think it's been really good, really positive. Normally I work alone, and so it's been really good to learn how to work with other artists and other people with different ideas and different mediums, and be able to learn how to really embrace the community that we're building. I guess for me, it's a whole new experience. So I'm kind of really enjoying the process of learning how to communicate with others and be able to not only communicate, but work well with others.
So Jody, I mean, just talking with Danny and Ashley right now, I mean, you can tell just being able to, I think, talk about their creativity, right? Being able to have this outlet is so important. But I mean, why are programs like this so important? And I ask that question too, because you know as well as I know that there are critics out there who will say, you know, is this money well spent, right? I mean, we should be doing other things with that money, making sure they have basic needs met. But there is something about, I think, art and creativity that feeds the soul. And it doesn't matter where you are in life.
I think it's vital. I think in order for us to help create an opportunity for someone to find their way back out of homelessness, they have to feel connected and they have to have balance and support. Mm-hmm. And you can't just do that by opening up a shelter door and saying, lay down, go to sleep, have a meal, see you later. Like, and that's kind of how emergency shelters were begun. It was just to give someone a safe place to sleep. And the trauma out on the street, that inability to really connect, to really ever feel safe throughout the day, they've lost most of their possessions because they have no way to store them. And so whatever they identified as before they lost their housing, now it seems like, you know, they just tell their homeless story, and there's so much more to each of them. And when they're able to like tap into that, well, you can see the progress that Danny and Ashley have made. Like, they're connected. Mm-hmm. They have an ability to get an income from their creative process, which will only help to move them forward. So I think it's one of the best investments you can make, quite honestly.
And Jody, the official opening of the collective retail space is coming up in just a few days. So talk to us about this, because I mean, I know folks can come to this. I mean, they can purchase the artwork. I mean, just walk us through what this permanent space will be.
Yeah. So when you go to the St. Vincent de Paul State Street thrift store, there is a permanent homeless art collective area in the store. And there you'll find jewelry and paintings and prints and macrame and dream catchers. Like, you cannot believe how much art has been created for this opening. It's amazing. And everything is for sale, and that money goes directly to the artists. And then there's a way for you to donate to the Homeless Art Collective as well while you're there, to help us continue to buy supplies to keep our artists creating. I was in the office when we were tagging all the items to go over to St. Vincent de Paul, and I'm just overwhelmed by the talent that lives within our shelter and, you know, quite honestly, out on the streets. So There's also like a special pop-up bake shop by Betsy's Cookie Company with some unbelievable cookies for Valentine's Day. And the proceeds from that will go to Interfaith. And then St. Vincent de Paul that day is donating 10% of all their proceeds that day to the Homeless Art Collective. So, so many ways to support the artists and the Homeless Art Collective. And the artists will all be there. You can meet them, you can hear their stories, you can learn more about their art. And it's just a really great way to connect our community with our bigger community.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley, what's that like for you in regards to not only are you able to now be in a space where you can, you know, create your art, but also you're having the opportunity to be able to sell it and earn income?
Yeah, so this is a totally new experience for me with my designs. I tend to give them away. I've mm-hmm. never really sold them before. I gift them. And so I'm trying to come up with pricing and tagging and stock, and you know, it's been a really exciting experience. I'm not gonna lie, it's been a little anxiety filled, but
I bet. You know,
it's like, especially because I'm still at the point where I don't really believe that my art is worth it that much. Mm. You know, like, so just to see everybody's excitement over what I do kind of gives me a sense of pride, and it boosts my confidence. And so it's, I'm excited to have this retail space, and I'm excited. I mean, even if you just come down and check it out and just, you know, have a conversation with us, you know, that'd be cool too. You know, like, just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, I'll tell you this. I think every artist feels exactly like you feel, that that you're not good enough to sell your art, but don't hold that, hold you back in that. So Jody, we do need to wrap up, but very quickly, how can, so this is this Saturday at the St. Vincent de Paul on State Street, but how can people, beyond, you know, coming to the event, coming to the permanent space, is there anything else folks can help with in regards to maybe art supplies and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Every Tuesday we have the Homeless Art Collective at the shelter. And anyone who's out in the community who wants to teach a class or do a workshop, we're always trying to bring new skills into this program and also meet new artists in the community, because this group is part of that bigger artist community. And donation of art supplies is really helpful. It allows us to make sure that we can keep inventory up for the guests so that they can continue to make income. So many ways to get connected, and you can do it through the website just by emailing us through the contact page, or come down from 11 to 2 on Saturday. I'll be there. The Homeless Art Collective artists will be there. Nikki, who runs Project Wellbeing, will be there, and you can just learn more about the program, and it's going to be amazing.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in and talking with us about this. We've been talking with Interfaith Sanctuary Executive Director Jody Peterson, as well as artists Danny and Ashley, talking about Saturday's grand opening of a new permanent retail space for art from the collective. We will, of course, put more information on our website. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.